You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now we are here at the Accessible Media Symposium at our very own Grimaldi Building in London. And I'm with RNIB's research officer, Johnny Marshall. Now, Johnny, you've done with the RNIB a lot of work regarding audio description. Can you give us a bit of a summary of what work RNIB has done on this topic?
RNIB, one of our core objectives is to make streaming platforms, broadcast content and short-form content on things such as YouTube or TikTok more accessible for the audience. And we've gone about this in a number of ways. So we work collaboratively with industry to embed accessibility into their design practices so that it's not just implemented as an afterthought. But we've also done lots of research projects. And our research always focuses on involving blind and partially sighted people because they're the most important people who are going to be using the service. Our projects have been about things such as synthetic speech and the use of AI in audio description. And these are new and emerging technologies, so it's important to create something that works for everyone. So we've got to include all the stakeholders in it. So industry, the RNIB, and most importantly, our blind and partially sighted audiences who are going to be using the content.
Now, speaking of blind and partially sighted users, of course, there's always plenty of feedback people are keen to give. So let's talk about, you know, what are some of the kind of common issues that blind and partially sighted people face with audio description?
Yeah, so we have a range of things, some more positive and some not so. We'll give a few examples of some of the negative feedback we get first. So some of the things we most commonly hear about is the sort of inconsistency of programs. So you might originally have a show on one platform with audio description, and when it migrates to another program, it no longer has audio description. And this is frustrating because you have to work out where audio description is available and have access to all the different streaming platforms. One other common issue is, let's say, a box set comes out and the audio description is only available once it's been broadcast on the TV, so people aren't able to keep up with the show when their sighted friends are watching it.
Let's switch it up a bit and kind of give a positive side of things. You know, when it comes to some of kind of some of the praises that audio description gets, what are some of the positives pointed out by the sightless community?
I think in recent years, the sort of introduction of live audio description has been a big one. So that's been on shows like Strictly Come Dancing, Britain's Got Talent, and lots of sports from the Six Nations to Women's Euros. So I think that's been particularly positive because the industry has worked collaboratively with blind and partially sighted people to improve it every time it goes out. And I think one of the most positive things that I hear from it is actually just hearing the feedback coming back from people, and they're very positive about it and the impact it's had on their lives and their ability to follow sport.
When it comes to people, you know, wishing to, you know, give their voice and their opinions to the work you do and share their experience, how can people do that? Contact you maybe and give their opinions?
Yeah, so we run a number of sort of research projects. So we have focus groups, surveys and interviews which people can get involved in. But if you're watching a show and you want to give us some direct feedback on that, you can email us at audiodescription@rnib.org.uk and we'd be happy to hear your feedback and pass it on to the relevant people.
Fantastic. Johnny Marshall, Research Officer at the RNIB, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.